Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A pick six!
He's picked! Touchdown on a pick six!
Jones with the pick six!
And he flips the game!
Let's go!
I forgot about the intro. That's my bad. So it is pick six, week three in the NFL season. Andy was right last break. We did move up from 1-5 in week one to 3-3. So Andy is a little bit closer to not making a $2 donation on his gambling app this weekend.
Am I the only one that's actually betting these? Am I the only one on this show that's actually betting our parlay? Because I will continue to be.
No.
Like your hard-earned money you're betting?
I mean, people might argue whether it's hard-earned, but yes, my money.
I got
it's
kids
a small sum.
Right now. Okay.
I got a kid in college, too.
Okay. I have two kids. Do you have two kids?
Brag. Yes, but she's not in college yet. Maybe in 2 years when she is, I will no longer be making donations.
You'll stop betting in a couple of years.
So we'll go around the table, share what we are taking. Everybody takes one game against the spread. And just a quick teaser, this week's parlay, plus 5,123, 5123 of the odds, $10 would win $522.37 or lose Andy $2. Andy, what is your pick this week on the pick six?
So I jumped on the Packers bandwagon.
So obvious. Such an easy one.
So obvious somebody didn't read the text chain.
I didn't see it in the text.
Yeah. I got very excited last night. This looks like an easy one for me. The Packers, they're a Super Bowl contender. They're rolling. They can run it. They can throw it. They can chase the quarterback. And they're playing the Browns. I know they're laying 8.5, but I'll lay all of that and feel good about it.
Flacco, more interceptions than touchdowns so far.
Man, that is,
at least 107.
The Packers are the youngest team in the NFL. That's
Isn't that
scary.
A good feeling?
That's
if you're scary. Youngest and one of the best? And
that's scary. Oh. Yep.
Ted, if you could start one Cleveland quarterback, would it be Flacco?
That's who I would roll with.
Yeah, I guess you kind of have to.
I'm sorry. I'm not a buyer of Shador, please.
Whoa, yeah. Whoa. He's not. No longer a buff, and he's telling us like it is now. No,
Christian, cover your ears. Arkan's in the car.
Christian's earmuffs. Different than me. I look at it. I'm harder on my team. It's. I'm sorry. I expect more out of my college team.
The man has his number retired at Colorado. Put some respect on that name.
Please, give me a break with that.
That's the right answer to that
Give
question.
Me a break.
Nick Fitzy Stevens, your pick, please.
Okay, my pick this week is actually a vote of confidence, not in either one of the backups who will be starting this game, but rather the better of the two head coaches. I think any one of us, I'm not sure, perhaps Ted would like to. I know Andy has professed his respect for him, and I think he's a great offensive mind as well. I love Kevin O'Connell. And I think if you go between Jake Browning, who's got a lot of starts, for Zach Taylor backing up the off-hitter Joe Burrow and his weapons versus Kevin O'Connell getting the best out of Carson Wentz starting his for six different team in six freaking years, which is a stunt beyond all compare. I think Wentz and the Vikings get the best of the Benz gals. So give me the Vikes over Benz gals in a game that should easily surpass the over.
Okay, two NFC North winners so far. Green Bay -8.5. Minnesota listed at -3. Minnesota! All right, Ted Johnson, your pick.
Yeah, I'm going with the... I picked the Chiefs versus the Giants. The Chiefs are visiting The Giants, both teams are 0-2.
Oh, my.
Woo, baby. Give me the Chiefs. Come on. When's the last time they started 0-3? ChatGPT, damn it, you're slow. I don't know the last time, but I can't imagine it was any time recent. The Chiefs going 0-3?
Nope, it's been a while.
No freaking way. So they have
2011.
To win this
game. I win.
14 years ago.
It was 14 years ago?
Yep, 2011.
So there's no way. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is starting 0-3. I mean, you can't go 0-3 the year that you're marrying Taylor Swift, can you, Travis Kelce? Come on. So,
and be dropping passes at the goal line that lead to interceptions to lose you the game?
Yep.
Also, it helps that you're playing the Giants.
It does help. So they have they're favored by 6.5 points. Give me the Chiefs and the over of points.
Oh, the over as well. Okay, a little extra sprinkle in there if you so choose. So we got Green Bay, Minnesota, and the Kansas City Chiefs on our parlay so far. Stiz, my brethren behind the glass, has made his pick. What's your pick this week?
All right, boys. I am sorry to the group. I apologize. I've let you down. I'm 0-2.
You're not the only one.
The Titans. No. The Titans also 0-2, and they will be hosting the 2-0 Colts. Colts -4.5. Give me the Colts. There's no way I can lose this.
Oh, boy.
Let's go,
with
baby.
With Indiana Jones?
Good.
Wow.
I'm feeling good.
There's our
Daniel
loss right
Jones.
There.
Yep.
No Suck way.
It. You know what team leads the NFL in passing yards? The Colts.
Colts.
Unbelievable.
Do we think that's sustainable?
No. I don't.
I don't know. Against Tennessee, though, I can see at least the third straight week. Where they're Cam Ward.
What do you know about Cam Ward?
I don't know who that is. our guy Brian Frazoka, who's back running the Twitch and doing social, has the Falcons -4.5 against the Carolina Panthers. So he is riding with Ted Johnson's boy Michael Penix in the group down there in Atlanta. And my pick, I have the Seattle Seahawks -7.5 against the New Orleans Saints. Saints are still very much a mess. Their quarterback situation is a mess. And I'm really intrigued by the couple of weapons that they've surrounded Sam Darnold with. So give me Seattle -7.5. Big number. Big number to cover, but I have no faith in New Orleans really doing anything involving moving the ball consistently. So our picks, Green Bay over Cleveland, Minnesota over Cincinnati, the Chiefs over the New York Giants, the Seattle Seahawks over the New Orleans Saints, Indianapolis Colts over the Tennessee Titans, and the Atlanta Falcons over the Carolina Panthers, plus 5,123 odds, $10. Wins you $522.37 on this week's NFL picks for the pick six.
I like the general philosophy that we kind of went with, and we don't have a philosophy because we do these all independently, and we text them in, and then somebody tries to steal somebody's pick, and we text that person back and say, you need to pick something else.
And we kind of suck.
But we went with a simple formula of let's take the favorite over some of the worst teams in football for the most part here.
Yeah.
Like we all picked against Cleveland, New Orleans, the Titans, the Panthers. Like these are teams that are probably going to pick 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 somewhere at the top of the draft. I know it's simplistic gambling, but we need to stay simple because we are 4-8 on the season. Thanks in part to not just Stiz. I like how Dan put this. We had Dan Ball 2-0. Did you notice that? Dan's 2-0 on the year.
Nice, nailed it, brother.
Wow. I'm 1-1. You're 1-1, Ted. The rest, 0-2.
Ooh.
So we could need a little help here from
the rest
of y'all.
Let's go the rest.
Like maybe carry your load, get to 1-2 this week. That would be nice. So we could have dreams of winning one of these parlays and me turning. Also, a little tidbit for if you want to do our parlay, certain apps.
Don't.
I'm a FanDuel guy. You can get your profit boost or whatever, and you can turn your plus 5,000 into like plus 7,000. So you can really, in theory, make some money if we, you know what we're talking about.
Can you get really rich doing this?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, awesome. I'm going to try it out.
You can't. I probably shouldn't say that live on the radio. Gambling is for entertainment purposes
only. There you go.
And this is all for fun. Please don't make any bad decisions that could hurt you, your family.
Hashtag sponsor. Hashtag.
The whole thing. Oh, yes.
Hashtag responsibility.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.